And that was beyond where we lived in Groom's Lane was the allotments, and there was two more fields, and you come to the Drome. Mm-hmm. And I sat there looking at this big plane. And unknown to me, all of a sudden, this American serviceman come along. And he talked to me, you know. And he more or less said, you know, are you watching the planes? And I said, yes and that. He said, would you like to go in one? And I couldn't believe it. Going in the plane. And I just said yes. So I was on the perimeter, what they used to park them, and I went in this plane, and lifted me up, and he said, you can sit in the cockpit. He said, make it your fly on the plane. So I did, you know, kids do. And I was there about 25 minutes, and all of a sudden they put a covering over the top of the glass at the perspex at the front. He said, that's the case, there's a moon shining at night and it reflects. Well, I sat there. And I sat there, and I sat there, and I got worried. I thought, where was the man gone? And I looked at the place where I come up, and I thought, well, I can't get down there because that was too high to the ground. So I walked down the plane, and I got to the bomb doors. It was bombed, all ready to go. And I thought, well, and they'd written on there in chalk what they used to, you know, what, you know. And I got it by the bomb doors, and I run down at the field as quick as I possibly could.
You'd forgotten me.
Yeah, you'd forgotten me. You'd forgotten me, all right.